Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, played by one of the stars of the 2011 BBC Proms. Radio 3 live in concert with French violinist Renaud Capuçon. A great violin concerto in Radio 3 live in concert with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra and its principal conductor, Kirill Karabits. Wednesday night on BBC Radio 3 from 7:30.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online, 1 minute past 11. And this week's jazz lineup now is an in-concert edition presented by Claire Martin. And can you guess the identity of tonight's star performer from these comments from members of the audience?
Well, I've been following her career for a long, long time. Not quite as old as she is, but I'm getting on that way. And I think she's wonderful, always has been. And I think she's living up to the image tonight. Legendary indeed.
She's a spectacular star. She's got musical quality, which is exceptional.
She's a legend. I like her voice. I like her presence. And so it was an occasion that I couldn't miss.
Well, it's the first time I heard her many years ago at Henley.
She's just phenomenal. Same as she was as a younger woman.
Always liked her. I got her CDs and just an opportunity to see her. Never actually seen her in the flesh before, and tonight was a chance to do so.
Well, you might have guessed they're talking about Cleo Lane, who we featured this week for the whole of the programme, in a recording made in June of this year at the Glasgow International Jazz Festival at the City Hall. During the concert, she performs with her daughter Jackie and her son, bassist Alec. And also in the band, a long-time Dankworth pianist and accompanist John Haller. Mike Smith is playing the drums. The trombone is Mark Nightingale. And Andy Panay is on reeds. Well, Dame Cleo is the only female performer to have received nominations in the jazz, popular and classical music categories of the Grammys. She's regarded as one of the great jazz singers, up there in the same league as Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan and Carmen McRae. Her four-octave range, which she's famed for, is in full evidence during this concert you're about to hear, as she demonstrates her wonderful vocal agility and playful yet always intelligent and heartfelt phrasing. The concert begins with Cleo and John's appreciation of Shakespeare as she performs All the World's a Stage.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women at their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, and one man in his time plays many parts. The food of love, play on, give me excess of it. That's a fine. The appetite may sickle and so die. That's strange. full of wit came all my years, like the sweet south that breeds upon a bank of violets, stealing and giving old up. Enough, no more. Tea is not so sweet now as it was before. Oh, spirit of love, how quick and fresh art thou, that notwithstanding thy capacity, receiveth as the sea. Lord, enters there of what validity and pitch soever, but falls into abatement and low price even in a minute. So full of shapes is fancy that it alone is high fantastical. If music be the food of love, hey, on. That stain again. It had a dying form that came on my ears, like the sweet south breeze upon a bank of violets, stealing and giving odor. Enough, no more. Not so sweet now as it was before. A spirit of love, how quick and fresh art thou, that notwithstanding thy capacity, receive it as a sin. Lord, enters there of what validity and pitch soever, but falls into abatement and low price even in a minute. So full of shapes is fancy that it alone is high fantastical. If music be the fruit of love, play on. Play on. Thank you. I like starting off my concerts with a little bit of Shakespeare, but just in case the audience is very intellectual, and I smelt that you were a touch intellectual. So I started with All the World's a Stage, which I'm sure everyone knew was Shakespeare, and If Music Be the Food of Love too. John Dankworth did the arrangement, and he used to love working with Shakespeare. We did a whole album called Shakespeare and All That Jazz, and we got a 5-star award in America on the magazine Downbeat. And not many people get 5 stars. Some get 4, 4.5, 3, 2.5, 3.5, 1.5. But we got 5. And we have been living off it ever since. But he liked, John liked working with Shakespeare because Shakespeare didn't argue. And he got all the royalties. Hear my voice wherever you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star, come back to me. Hop a plane or a breeze, on your hands or on your knees, sweet. My hair's in a net or a towel, ring it where, I don't care. This is where you should be. From the hills to the shore, ride the wind to my door. Turn the highway to dust, break the law if you must. City. or the corn of saloon and a rack and a room. Who can tell? Thank you.
All right. There's a piece that John Dankworth loved to play. It has nothing to do with Shakespeare. It's all to do with John Dankworth, who just loved to play this piece. And Andy's taking over his role at the moment. So you better be good.
And we have no reason to believe he won't be, Cleo. Take What You Do is the way that you do it, arranged by John Dankworth. And it's a John Dankworth composition we stay with now, as this next instrumental is a John original, with Andy Panai taking the tune with Mark Nightingale on Kite Flight.
Thank you.
Kite Flight, written by John Dankworth and played beautifully by Andy Panay on alto saxophone, with Mark Nightingale, of course, on the trombone. John Haller was the pianist, Alec Dankworth the bassist, and Mike Smith's playing the drums. This is Jazz Line Up on BBC Radio 3. We are online on FM and on DAB Digital Radio. And you're listening to Dame Cleo Lane and Friends in concert at the City Hall in Glasgow. Well, at this point in the show, Cleo puts her feet up for a few minutes and daughter Jackie comes on. The piano chair changes from John Haller to Malcolm Edmonston, and she opens her set with So Many Stars by Sergio Mendes.
The dawn is filled with dreams, so many dreams. Which one is mine? Must be right for me. Which dream of all the dreams, when there's a dream for every star, and there are so many stars. So many stars. The wind is filled with songs, so many songs. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which song of all the songs, a song for every star, and there are so many stars, so many stars. Alone, the countless days, the endless nights that I pursue. Go. How can I tell? How will I know? Out of so many stars, so many stars.
Thank you. Here we go. This is a song called I'm Glad There Is You. And this is an arrangement by my father and Ken Gibson.
to the music and dance with me. Come a little darling, feel the rhythm. Come on and take a chance with me. Come a little darling, gonna move your body to the music and dance with me. Come a little darling, feel the rhythm. Come on and take a chance with me. Just feel. To the music and dance with me. Come a little darling, feel the rhythm. Come on and take a chance with me. Move closer, can't you see that I'm waiting? Move closer, I'm anticipating. Move closer, can't you see I'm on fire? Move closer, and I'll take you higher. Someone that I can dance with.
so much. Thank you.
Ralph Towner's Bappo with lyrics by Jackie Dankworth and sung beautifully by Jackie. Well, it's mother and daughter together now as Dame Cleo retakes the stage with Jackie to sing an arrangement by John Dankworth of I Thought About You.
And I thought about you. I was a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, wide and free.
Moon shining down some little town, with each beam another dream.
Stop that we made, oh baby, I thought about you.
Thought about you.
When I pulled down the shade, I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack, looked down the track. I'm going back to you.
thought about you, Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Mercer's pop song from 1939, sung and swung by Cleo Lane with daughter Jackie Dankworth, and a terrific arrangement full of musical ideas by John Dankworth that really supports the lyrics and gives the singers two quite different feels to sing over. I always thought that John Dankworth had the utmost respect for the lyrics when he arranged, and I'm sure you'll agree that arrangement really set the scene for that trip on a train. Well, it's the second half of the concert now, and it begins with an instrumental by the band of Andy Panay on reeds, Mark Nightingale on trombone, John Haller on piano, Alec Dankworth on bass, and Mike Smith on the drums. You'll probably recognise this tune immediately, and afterwards Alec will tell you its origin.
Thank you. about 1960, I think it was, a producer, a BBC producer, came up to my dad and said, we'd like you to write a theme tune to this pilot show. It's a sort of a modern technology show. We're not sure whether it's going to catch on, really, because, you know, it's a new thing. And we don't know whether the format's going to work, but can you write a tune? And actually, my dad used to tell us a bit of story about why he wrote the, how the beginning of the melody came about, because there was five shots on screen. There was shot one, shot two, shot three, shot four, shot five, all in quick succession. So he went, bop, 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 and that's how he started, got the melody going. And anyway, so the pilot carried on for about 40 years, I think it was, before it was finally taken off the air, and that was called Tomorrow's World.
Alec Dankworth telling us the story about the creation of that well-known John Dankworth original, Tomorrow's World. But Dame Cleo now gives us a medley of Duke Ellington songs, beginning with Just a Sittin' and a Rockin'.
Him. I hope
day.
Going to be a group of Duke Ellington tunes. That was a group, Duke Ellington, and John's favourite composer was Duke Ellington. So this is a group of songs that I know he would have liked. I think he even put them in this order at once, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, did he?
So, yeah.
You either know or you don't.
I won't argue.
He doesn't argue with his mum, you know. Okay.
One, two, three, four, one.
As I walk down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky soul, and so the birds in all the trees, they seem so neighborly. They sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky soul, and so in my bank account, well, I'd have to admit that I am slipping. That don't worry me. Confidentially, I have a dream, and it's a pippin. When the day is through each night, I hurry to a home where love waits. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so, and just a lucky so-and-so. I'm a lucky so-and-so. I guess I'm just. My bank account, well, I would have to admit, yes, I would have to admit that I am slipping. But that don't worry me. Confidentially, I have a dream, and it's a 50. And when the day is through each night, I hurry to a home where love. Just a lucky so and so. I'm a lucky so and so. I'm a lucky, lucky so and so. There's a story attached to this next. This next tune. Duke Ellington was appearing at the Apollo Theatre in Harlem, and he was playing an instrumental, and in the wings that night was a very beautiful young lady who started to improvise over the tune that he was playing. Now, Duke Ellington's magnificent musical ear heard what she was doing, and he liked what she was doing, so he sought her out after the concert and said, "We're recording that song that you were singing over in the wings tonight, and we're recording it in the morning, and I would like you to come in and do exactly what you were doing there." Well, she was obviously highly honored, thrilled to bits, by the fact that he had heard her, liked what she did, and was inviting her to record with him. So she went in the next morning and recorded what she had been doing, and it became a hit, not only for the great Duke Ellington, but also for the young lady whose name was Miss Adelaide Hall. Not long after that recording, she sailed over to, first of all, France, where most of the singers used to go to first, or the black singers, that is, used to go to France first, and then they would migrate over to London. And she had a great career in London, did lots of musicals, and indeed, I saw her at the Royal Festival Hall celebrating her 90th birthday. And I can tell you, she sang good, which gave me great hope. So this tune is in honor of not only the great Duke Ellington, but also Miss Addie, as we called her. Open on the floor, room 1184. Your picture lying by the phone. It's close to morning, and I'm lonely. No one around. People here in town, and they've been showing me around. They knew the happening place to go. We laughed, got a little low there, but now I want you near. The moon is misty and gray. It never seemed so far away. I'll see you again, but not tomorrow. Then face to face we will lie, our goodbye just a memory. Suitcase open on the floor.
beautiful world. I know if I lie very still, I'll smell your scent upon my pillow. Too soon to disappear, baby. Hear my love call. Do
Bit of puff for that one. I'm going to bring Madame Dankworth on again. Mademoiselle Dankworth, not Madame. No, no, she's married now, so she's Madame. Madame Dankworth. We're going to sing a song that was a duet written for. And it was, I don't know whether, I think the younger people amongst you might not know this. It was first performed on the show called That Was the Week That Was. And I sang the duet with Miss Millicent Martin. She was an alto, and I was a tenor, obviously. And I sang Duncan Lamont's role, and Millie sang the alto part, and it was John, oh dear, age is showing, John Scott. Thank you, Markovitch. Yay! You're very, very kind. And I think that he wrote it as well, but he also played the alto on it. And Ned Sherrin's buddy wrote the lyrics to it. And so we have nothing to do with the lyric. So the men in the audience can't sort of be angry with us. And it's called Woman Talk.
We sit alone in the shade
using the good day God made
to soon
just gossiping till it's noon.
Soon be soon. Our yesterday, my dear.
What phases you and what
and
thrills me
what we think.
And what we think. One lazy palm leaf to fan.
One leaf will lazily fan.
Two lazy ladies who just
two
sit
ladies
gossiping till it's noon,
fanning this lazy air of noon.
And if those men could only hear those modern ladies say, what we woman chatter, woman taunt away. For men are to blame, not understanding. They take, they break, they're so demanding.
Always they take, always they break, always they play the clown.
They're so impossibly lazy, they're so lazy that it's crazy the things they do to you.
They're always out about the town. The men are such liars, such liars are tired.
And men are so stubborn, what can you do? Really very stubborn, I put it to you. Oh, if only they could hear us talking.
Only hear us talking, see us sitting here and talking, dear. We two girls with a grievance, what will we do?
We should leave those men alone on their own. Yes, I'm putting it to you. I'm putting it to you, dear. I'm putting it to you.
If they were only here,
right here where they could hear us
tell those men again what they could do.
While we just sit alone. Sit alone in the shade.
Sit alone in the shade.
Talking the kind of talk we ladies keep talking to hide its thought.
Can always guess the thought that hides.
And if those men could only hear
those men
what we ladies say, what we
woman chatter, woman.
Woman chatter, woman chatter,
Cleo Lane segueing those Duke Ellington classics, Duke Ellington being, as Cleo mentioned earlier, John Dankworth's favourite musician. And I really thought she brought those lyrics to life, and she sounded like she was having a lot of fun interpreting them. And then a beautiful version of Women Talk with her daughter Jackie, blending and weaving perfectly together with obvious musical and emotional synergy. Just lovely. The band were Andy Pinai on reeds, Mark Nightingale on trombone, John Haller on piano, Alec Dankworth on bass, of course, and Mike Smith playing the drums. We bring the tempo right down now with Cleo showing superb command of a Carolyn Lee lyric, He Amazes Me.
Just average. My weight. Just average. And my IQ, just like you'd estimate. Just average. But evidently, he does not agree. Consequently, if I'm all at sea, it amazes me. It simply amazes me. What he sees in me dazzles me, dazes me. That I've learned to clip my wings and soften my ways. These are ordinary things, unworthy of praise. Yet he praises me. Just knowing I try for him. When so many would, if they could, die for him. I'm the one who's worldly wise, and nothing much phases me. But to see me in his eyes, it just amazes me. To see me in his eyes, it just amazes me.
Cy Coleman and Karen Inley's beautiful He Amazes Me, sung by Dame Cleo Lane. Well, it's finale time here at the City Hall in Glasgow, and Cleo Lane is coming back on stage to sing an encore. She's going to sing Hallelujah from the musical Hit the Deck, written by Clifford Gray, Leo Robin and Vincent Yeomans. Here she is with Hallelujah, Dame Cleo Lane.
For you. Sing Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and your shoe your blues away. When cares pursue ya, hallelujah, get you through the darkest day. Satan lies awaiting and creating skies of gray. But hallelujah, hallelujah, get you through the darkest day. Hallelujah, and it will shoo your blues away. Satan is awaiting and creating skies of gray. But hallelujah, hallelujah, get you through the darkest day. I'm recalling days when I was small, in city streets, singing sweet songs. I found new ways of dispelling blue days. Here's my recipe, take a tip from me. You need just one word to write the wrong. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and it will shoo your blues away. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
your blues away.
Well-deserved applause for a true great and one of the nation's treasures, Dame Cleo Lane, leaving the stage and singing better than ever with those supreme arrangements by her late husband, the much-missed Sir John Dankworth, who I'm sure would have been very proud to have seen that special concert, especially those duets with their daughter, Jackie Dankworth, who is a real star in her own right. And that ends this concert by Dame Cleo Lane. The band were Andy Panai on reeds, Mark Nightingale played trombone, John Haller on piano, Alec Dankworth on bass and Mike Smith on drums. The concert was recorded at the City Hall, Glasgow, as part of this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival. Next week, Julian Joseph is back in the chair with a roundup of new CDs and an interview with Gary Burton about his current CD, Common Ground. Jazz on 3 tomorrow night features BBC Radio 3 new generation jazz artist Shabaka Hutchins in concert. And until next time from me, Claire Martin, bye-bye.